Welcome back to another edition of the Pick Six. I'm your host, Mike Wobshaw, coming to you from Xfinity Studios at Winter Park and coming to you with six questions from you, the fans. Let's get right to work. The first one comes from Emmanuel in Mankato. How can we get our offense moving? It just seems like nothing has clicked for the last couple of weeks. I agree, nothing has been clicking for the Vikings offense over the last two games, the loss in Green Bay, and then Sunday's loss to Detroit. But if you go back to Teddy Bridgewater's first start, it was against Atlanta. You'll remember he started 6-for-6 in that game. I think that could be key to the Vikings offense getting back on track. Get Teddy Bridgewater in a rhythm early in the game. His confidence will grow, and he'll have confidence in his wide receivers. So maybe a quick hitting, short pass routes, short passes will get Teddy Bridgewater in a rhythm early in the game, and then the offense will be on the right track. Our next question comes from Steve in Holland, Michigan. What can the offensive line improve on to give Teddy more time in the pocket? Whenever a team gives up 8 sacks, as the Vikings did against the Detroit Lions, criticism is going to fly toward the offensive line, but pass protection is more than just about the offensive line. The quarterback has to get rid of the ball, receivers have to get open, and running backs and tight ends have to chip in pass protection as well. I don't think any of those facets of pass protection were on par against the Detroit Lions, but I think it will be against the Buffalo Bills. One thing I really like about the Vikings offensive line, the athleticism. I think Matt Khalil, center John Sullivan, and our offensive guards can get out in space and pull and be lead blockers for our running backs. I'd like to see the Vikings get back to that this week against the Bills. Our next question comes from Victoria in Maryland. How good do you think this defense will be this year? Do you think they can be a top 10 defense? I do think the Vikings can be a top 10 defense, but more importantly than their ranking, they just need to do enough to win games. They've done that a few times this season, but not enough. I think the next step for the Vikings defense is to start creating turnovers. If the Vikings defense can do that, it will give our offense a short field. Our offense is shorthanded right now. We're missing Brandon Fusco for the season. We haven't had Kyle Rudolph for a long time, and Adrian Peterson is not playing for us. So our offense needs a break. I think if the defense can create some turnovers, it will help the offense get back on track. Our next question comes from Carol in enemy territory, Madison, Wisconsin. I know our defense has been mostly solid, but what's the deal with the slow starts on opening drives? The Vikings have given up the second most points in the first quarter in the NFL this year, 51. But conversely, they're number 2 in the NFL in fourth quarter defense. So the Vikings are doing things right, but they're just getting off to a slow start. I don't know what the trick is there. Mike Zimmer and his staff will figure it out. The good news is, after those opening drives, the Vikings defense can button down and be solid. In fact, they held the Detroit Lions to just 1 of 13 on third down. And after their 80-yard touchdown drive to open the game, the Detroit Lions did not have a drive of over 26 yards until the fourth quarter. So the defense is doing a lot of things right, but like we said earlier, they need to start creating turnovers to create short fields for our offense. Our next question comes from Dave in Detroit, Michigan. Did the Vikings make a change to have Jerick McKinnon instead of Matt Asiata as the starting running back? The Vikings made that change against the Detroit Lions. McKinnon started the game and got most of the action, but they sprinkled Asiata in there a little bit as well. I think that's going to continue to be the case. You'll see McKinnon and Asiata split carries. It might be dependent on what kind of defense the opposition has. It might be dependent on who has the hot hand at running back. But for now, it looks like McKinnon may be the starter. We'll see what happens this week in Buffalo. Our last question comes from Rick in Faribault, Minnesota. Being at 2-4 and 0-2 in the division seems like an insurmountable position. Is it worth trying to dig out, or do we pack it up for next season? The season is too early to start packing it up for next season. Don't fret. We are 2 games back in the division, but it's only 2 games. We have a bunch more to go. Remember, we started the season 2-2. If you break the season down into quarters, we have just started the second quarter of the season. If we can find a way to get a victory against the Bills in Buffalo and then battle Tampa Bay and Washington, we might go into the bye week right around 500. I think halfway through the season, if you're hovering around 500, you got a shot to make it to the playoffs. I know it gets frustrating after a loss like we had to Detroit, but the season is still young. There's a lot of games to go, and the Vikings can get this thing back on the right track. Hopefully, the Vikings will get this thing back on the right track this weekend against the Buffalo Bills. The game is at noon from Buffalo, New York. Don't miss it. You can catch the game on the Vikings Radio Network. Also, you can catch another edition of the Pick 6 next week, so please submit your questions to the email address at the bottom of the screen, and we'll see you next week.